Turn off the television set, flick off the lights, grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit, and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents The Tale of the Emergency Landing at Christmas Time, a DTC Radio Christmas story starring Bettina Goolsbee and Julia Gilzetti, and featuring Brian Polk as The Stranger. Tonight's season finale is brought to you by Distilled Theater Company and DTC Radio. Thank you all for subscribing and downloading our Season 1 tales. We're going to take some time off to enjoy the holidays, but we'll be back with Season 2 quicker than you can throw away the socks your great-aunt Margot made you for the third Christmas in a row. You know, the ones you pretend to like because you know it'll break her heart if you don't. Of course, you've done such a good job of faking enjoyment that now she thinks they're your favorite gift. So maybe next year, you just ask for a gift card instead. That's right, DTC Radio will be back on the air with Season 2 in February. And now, our host.
Do you hear the bells? Christmas time is near. The girls and boys gather up round the tree with the hope that holiday lists were clear. All gifts received, their lips rose red with glee. A doll, a truck, boy, has Santa come through. How did he bring what we failed to write down? Parents blush and wink as if they've no clue, while the snow makes record landfall in town. But what's the point of all this festive cheer? The good get rewarded, the bad get cold, while many more grow bitter and sneer at the joy of a time that makes you whole. Can Christmas be saved? This host wants to know if this tale can make your Yuletide heart glow.
Come in, Tower. This is Flight 316.
Flight 316, welcome to the area. You're going to bear straight from your current location, no turns before the beach. Follow company from the left. He's your sequence tower for where you'll be landing.
Copy. That you, Rhonda?
It is indeed. Who's this?
This is James. How's everything going with my favorite air traffic control?
Oh, hi, James. Not so bad. Yourself?
Can't complain. Of course, I'd be a lot happier if you let me take you out for that steak dinner you promised.
If only, if only. Of course, my husband wouldn't like that too much.
Well, bring him along. He can see the right way to treat a woman with a pretty voice like yours.
Oh, you are trouble? Welcome back to Fort Lauderdale, James. Have yourself a safe landing and a Merry Christmas.
All right, you too, Rhonda. That steak offer still stands if you ever change your mind and want to dine underneath some mistletoe. Over now.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, Sandy. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Sorry, I keep forgetting.
Thanks. No need to apologize. Merry Christmas to you. There's plenty of room in my heart to love the menorah and the Christmas tree. I don't love this weather, though. My blouse is drenched. 85 degrees outside in the middle of the night on Christmas Eve. Only in Florida. Of course, it's not much better in here. Someone needs to throw another log on the air conditioner. Looks like all the planes are landing on the runway. That's a good sign. Means someone up here is doing their job. Boy, I need to settle down. How are we doing tonight, Rhonda?
As good as a mother of three on Christmas Eve can be doing.
I was going to ask, what are you even doing here?
Well, I got my holiday request in too late. Mr. Jackson told me I had to pick between tonight or tomorrow to work. There's no way I can miss my kids opening their presents, so I'm here. Donnie's parents are in town, but that's a whole other headache.
I would have covered for you, but, well, I'm already working.
It's okay. I'm just glad to see a friendly face. Ned was lurking around earlier, and he was carrying a mistletoe.
Oh, he gives me the willies. I just know I'm going to see him on To Catch a Predator one of these days. I don't want to say that it's the lazy eye, but it's the lazy eye. I just never know what he's looking at.
I can handle the wandering eye. It's the stories he tells. There's always the feeling that he's leaving out the part of the story where he dumped a body in the Everglades.
Ooh, I like Grumpy Christmas Eve, Rhonda. I do. You don't usually indulge in fairy tale dreams of our ship manager moonlighting as a murderer. Good for you.
What can I say? The Christmas spirit has possessed me. I hate this time of year.
What? How could you hate it? When I heard that Hanukkah started on Thanksgiving this year, I was thrilled.
Thrilled?
Yes, thrilled. And then I got to spend more time admiring Christmas.
Ooh, what a bad Jew.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir here. My mother sends me 8 Hanukkah cards a year, and they all say, you're killing your father with the way you cheat on Hanukkah for Christmas every year.
Oh, boy. You know, the only thing worse than Catholic guilt is Jewish guilt.
Tell me about it.
Christmas is great in theory, but it falls apart in practice. Getting gifts for 3 children that are already spoiled, it's impossible to please them. It always ends in tears or blood.
Blood?
Yes, from the children fighting. Tears and blood. Tears and blood. That's my Christmas.
Sounds more like a hospital.
Then there's a gift from Donnie, which he always manages to screw up every year. Last year, he hid his present in my closet. I found it right away. This year, he ordered my present on Amazon, and guess who gets the email confirmation on Amazon orders?
You do?
Ding, 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 ding. Not to mention, he got me a Blu-ray player, and let's be honest, when am I ever going to have the time to sit down and watch a movie? He got the gift for me so that he could use it.
Wow. Yeah, that's just the side of Christmas I never get to see.
Right. You get to see the bright lights and the beautiful storefronts, the cheesy movies.
All the good stuff.
All the easy stuff. Meanwhile, I'm stuck trying to find a Hug Me Elmo for Gabby, because if I don't, I'll never hear the end of it.
Isn't finding presents easier with online shopping? This isn't the 90s anymore.
I know, but while my husband can navigate Amazon like he's Indiana Jones, I can't figure it out to save my life. I know there's a shopping cart involved, but I can never find it. It's exhausting.
There have been multiple mornings after nights drinking where I've woken up to emails about all the stupid crap I bought on Amazon while wasted. Drunk shopping. It's the new thing. So easy.
Well, it's not easy enough for me. Christmas is horrible.
Ugh, I get it. You're a jaded holiday humbug. It wouldn't matter if you were celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or some other holiday I'm sure exists even if they don't talk about it on TV. I'm sure it happens to everyone, but that doesn't mean Christmas is horrible.
You mean like inherently? Christmas isn't inherently horrible. Of course it isn't. It has become horrible. American consumerism and the Hallmark Channel have made it intolerable.
Yeah, right, sure, but I don't know. I'm an outsider and all that, but I don't know.
What? Come on, you can tell me. We'll be here all night into the wee hours of Christmas morning helping all the planes that aren't flying as they try to land. What?
I just think it's easy to hate Christmas.
Of course it is.
I mean easy in a way that unintelligent people like to complain about things to seem intelligent.
Sandy,
I don't mean to offend, but you must know what I'm talking about. Like how easy it is to make fun of Obamacare because everyone's doing it, despite the fact that it's actually starting to help some people. And any time that at least some people are being helped, that to me is good humanity. Or like how it's easy for people to hate Anne Hathaway.
You're comparing Obamacare to Anne Hathaway?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, isn't that a Christmas miracle?
Are you trying to tell me that you don't hate Anne Hathaway?
Absolutely not. She's horrible.
Now, again, I don't mean to offend, but anybody who dislikes Anne Hathaway is simply jealous of her. We hate to see talented people who are also good humans. Why? Because we're selfish. Your opinion of Anne Hathaway didn't pop into your head. BuzzFeed put it there.
I don't know.
And I bet you didn't always feel this way about Christmas. I bet you used to like it. But then you went to college, and I bet you stopped going to church and smoked pot once on a fire escape, and you decided that Christmas just wasn't cool anymore, that it was too establishment. You stopped focusing on the good and only looked at the bad. Am I in the ballpark here?
No.
Are you telling me you never liked Christmas?
No, I'm not saying that.
Then what?
It's just the very idea of Christmas is based on a lie. A lie we tell children. Most of what we tell kids Christmas is about is based on a poem written by a guy named Clement Clark Moore. I know this name because I've read the goddamn book to my kids every night this month.
Yeah, but...
No buts. I'm gonna go ahead and pull rank on what it's like to have grown up believing in something only to find out that it was totally false. Because I had to have the news broken to me about good old Saint Nick by a nun when I was 5 years old.
You were 5?
Yes, I was, and it sucked. So I try extra hard to make my thankless kids happy because I don't want it to be all ruined for them like it was for me.
You don't want what ruined?
The magic.
Oh, so you admit there's magic.
Oh, I don't know, Sandy. This is exhausting.
Growing up, from afar, The best, most appealing part of Christmas wasn't the fact that a big jolly elf was getting pulled around the world by magical reindeer. It was that someone, a child, could believe it was possible.
Take it from me, Sandy. It's a waste of time. I've spent my whole life recovering from Christmas.
Hello?
Hello? I didn't see anything pop up on radar, did you?
No.
Check again. Who is this? Over.
I'm in need of an emergency landing.
I'm still not picking anything up. Ask for his flight details.
Sir, you are contacting the air traffic control operators at Fort Lauderdale International Airport. Are you sure we are who you're trying to reach?
Yes.
And you are aware that hacking onto this frequency as a prank is very illegal and a threat to national security?
I assure you, miss, I'm not pranking. I'm in need of an emergency landing.
On what grounds?
Well...
Sir, are you even a pilot?
Of sorts.
Of sorts? What does of sorts mean?
I have an injury on board my vehicle. I need to make an emergency landing so I can tend to the injury. I won't be long.
Sir, I cannot allow you to land without properly identifying yourself, and I certainly cannot let you take back off. What kind of airport do you think this is?
Please, Rhonda, I need your help.
Whoa! Did he just say your name? How does he know your name?
It must be James.
It's James?
James, the pilot from earlier.
Who?
James, is this you? This isn't amusing at all.
I'm sorry, Rhonda, but it's not. James is already on his second eggnog at the airport bar.
How could you know that?
There isn't much I don't know, Sandy. The only thing I can think of right now that I don't know, well, is how I can land to tend to my injured animal.
You have an injured animal on board?
Yes, I do.
Oh my!
Even more reason why you can't land here.
It couldn't be.
Please, Rhonda, I don't mean anyone any harm. I have a very busy night ahead of me, and I could just use...
Absolutely not. I'm calling the authorities. This is ridiculous.
Rhonda, stop! Sir, bring your sled of the vehicle around and land on runway 3. It's clear and we'll be able to watch you, so there's no funny business.
Thank you, Sandy. What a wonderful surprise that you'd come to my aid.
No sweat, sir. Over and out.
Sandy, what are you thinking? We could get fired for this, or worse, thrown in jail.
It's going to be fine. I have a feeling about this.
I have a feeling, too. A feeling like I should call the police.
For once in your life, can you just shut up and watch?
Watch what?
There.
No.
Yes.
No, wait. Absolutely not. This isn't happening.
Yes, I think it is.
Is that? It can't be. There's no way that...
Yes, it is!
Unbelievable.
Talk about Christmas miracles, right?
I can't. How is this possible? Look at him. He's... huge.
So are the reindeer. Right.
That must be the injured one at the front with the nose.
No, he's just he's touching its leg.
Whoa! Life just came from his hands, right?
Yeah. Look, the leg is fine. It's moving around and everything. He's getting back in the
sled.
Sled. Right.
There he goes.
Rhonda. What just happened?
I'm not entirely sure, but I think I owe you an apology.
You don't owe me anything.
I'm just glad you were here so I don't feel entirely insane.
Just a little crazy, right?
Yeah.
My gosh.
It's snowing?
In Florida.
On Christmas Eve.
Christmas Day, technically.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I guess whatever you want it to mean.
He didn't have to stop here. He could have stopped anywhere, but he wanted us to help. He wanted us to see.
Merry Christmas, Rhonda.
Happy Hanukkah, Sandy.
There you have it, folks. A small Noel thing. The miracle that Christmas is known for. A small bit of hope to help us to spring, even if traditions seem like a chore. Tonight, the great festival can commence, as joy and kindness are finally combined. It doesn't matter what god makes most sense, so long as we celebrate all mankind. We are reminded that we can survive, no matter how cold or scared we might get. You have family and friends to help you thrive, although your aunt might belong at the vet. Maybe my final wish sounds a bit trite, but to you and all, a good night.
The tale of the emergency landing at Christmas time was recorded on December 15th, 2013 in New York City. It was directed by Alicia Brown and written by Tyler Grimes. It starred Bettina Goolsby, Julia Gilzetti, Caldwell Lever, and Brian Polk. Sound engineering by Liz Regan. Sound design and mixing by Tyler Grimes. The Tale of the Emergency Landing at Christmas Time was a DTC Radio production. The host of DTC Radio is Jason Pomerantz, and I'm Pip Gengenbach. You can like Distilled Theater Company on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at DistilledTC. Until next time, good night, Laura Dern, wherever you are.